Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
With the holidays upon us once again, it's a time of year where people are meeting friends and family, having fun, and in eating entirely too much. A lot of the time, not everybody, but it's really good to have some good healthy trays that you can have for Thanksgiving. So we're really glad to have back on the show from the 1111 Wellness Center, Jenny Sansusi. Hi, Jenny. Jenny?
Hi.
Hi there. Great to have you back. All right. So let's talk about some healthy trade-ups for Thanksgiving dinner.
Sure. So one of the things that I think people do a lot over the holidays is they just get in this all or nothing mindset where just don't think about health or the quality of their food at all. And so I think there's a way to really enjoy your Thanksgiving dinner and to, you know, be able to indulge, but also be able to watch the quality of the food that you're eating, because that's going to make a big difference in your health and how good you feel after the holidays. So one of the things that, you know, people don't think about that often, but is important, is to, if you're going to have turkey, try to choose an organic free-range turkey and just really pay attention to where your turkey is coming from. So one of the things you can do is to go to your local farmer's market and see if they sell turkeys and find out a little bit about their farming techniques. Some health food stores like Whole Foods will have organic free-range turkeys, and this just means that they haven't been treated with antibiotics and hormones and that they're not confined into small areas when they're, you know, being raised. So something like that can really make a big difference in your Thanksgiving, and, you know, no one's going to notice. So it's not something where, you know, people are going to feel like they're having to sacrifice something for health.
And as a matter of fact, Jenny, I think they taste better. Andrea, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my husband says it all the time. We buy grass-fed organic beef, and he says there is no comparison to conventional beef when we buy it organic and from a local farmer. So absolutely. You know, Jenny, interestingly enough, what I'd love you to talk about a little bit is, you know, another reason why organic turkey is so important is because of GMOs and, you know, the impact that these GMOs have on our body. Can you quickly just tell us what, you know, why GMOs would have a negative impact on our body and why it's important to eat this organic turkey because of that?
Sure. A lot of the problem with the GMOs is actually in the feed. So if they're being fed GMO feed, then there's going to be that GMO corn or whatever the chemical processing is that's going into the GMOs and altering it is going to be in the meat that you're eating. And the problem with the GMOs is, well, first of all, there's a lot of things that we don't know about GMOs and the way that they can affect your body. And because they're not natural substances, your body can look at it as kind of a foreign invader, and it's not going to be processed naturally, and it can turn into, you know, it can turn into things like disease down the road if you're having too many, you know, foreign substances in the body that the body doesn't know what to do with.
You know, I'm looking for a pumpkin pie recipe that is both vegan and either low sugar or no sugar. Can you help me out and help anyone else out there who's interested in that type of pie?
Yes. So there's a site, one of my favorite sites for desserts is called Alana's Pantry. It's E-L-A-N-A-S.
Oh, I love her.
You love her? Yeah. She has so many dessert recipes, and she has this pumpkin bread that I've made twice this week, and it's so amazing. It's made with almond flour, coconut oil, pumpkin, you know, sea salt. There's a few eggs. That wouldn't be vegan for you.
Oh, that's no. I can actually eat the eggs. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's so good. And actually, my roommate just taught me this, that you can swap out flax meal and water for eggs, and it turns out exactly the same. I think it's a tablespoon of flax and 3 tablespoons of water. You know, you'll have to look up the exact measurements, but you can swap that in for eggs in any dessert recipe.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, you know, I interviewed her years ago, and I've been wanting to have her back. I love that. She sent me these chocolate chip cookies made with almond flour that were the best cookies I've ever had. And I'm thinking after the show, I'm going to give you my address. If you want to make a third batch of the pumpkin bread, I'm happy to receive it.
Yes, it goes fast.
All right, what are some of your other tips, Jenny, for Thanksgiving trade-ups?
So one of the things that I actually was really skeptical about before I tried it, but is amazing, is cauliflower mashed potatoes. And so it's just cauliflower, but you literally just take, you know, two heads of cauliflower and steam it and then puree it in your food processor or your blender even, and then add whatever seasonings you want. You could add, you know, some butter if you want to, or you can add a little olive oil, whatever you want to season it with salt and pepper, and it tastes just like mashed potatoes. So, you know, some people probably wouldn't be thrilled if you just don't offer mashed potatoes at all on Thanksgiving, but you could have it as an alternative, and it's, you know, going to be cauliflower instead of potatoes. So that's one of my favorite swaps.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, what about that? People love to make that famous, what is it, the green bean casserole? But I think if you just take green beans and sliver some almonds, unless people have nut sensitivities or allergies, that's really nice. And you can do that really with a nice, you know, maybe a little coconut oil, very lightly saute, and it's delicious.
Absolutely. That was actually my next tip, was about vegetable casseroles, because most vegetable casseroles are full of cheese and breadcrumbs and like fried onions and all these things on top. But if you just make a bunch of different roasted root vegetables, those are a really good swap for those, you know, or just an alternative to have available for people, you know, roasting Brussels sprouts and sweet potatoes, squash, and, you know, you can roast them in coconut oil with some herbs on top. And you can even sprinkle some nuts on it too, you know, or seeds, just to give it a little crunch. And it's so satisfying and so delicious. You don't even need the cheese or bread.
It's so true. You know, my husband's been into roasting vegetables lately. The whole house smells amazing. My 9-year-old is devouring them like it's candy or something. Another thing, too, is one of the things, I like acorn squash or spaghetti. Any of those squashes, just cut them open, maybe put a little coconut oil on it, a little salt, throw them in the oven. Mm-hmm. And you don't need, you know, not the mashed potatoes, but the sweet potatoes covered in marshmallows. I mean, you know, does people do that anymore?
I know. Absolutely. I totally agree.
Yeah, there is some great stuff. So are you looking forward to the holiday, Jenny?
Thanksgiving has always been my favorite holiday because I've always been really into food, but it's more fun now that I'm into health because I can come up with all these fun concoctions that people actually really love.
Oh, that is so cool. Well, Hanukkah does fall on Thanksgiving this year, so I've mentioned on a previous show I will be eating my latkes and skipping basically all the Thanksgiving food, I believe. I'd rather have my latkes fried in coconut oil, just like Andrea told me.
All right.
So, Jenny, what would be another tip?
So, another one is stuffing. So, stuffing is a big one at Thanksgiving. And I've been, the past couple years, one year I made a cornbread stuffing, which was really delicious. But you can also just use different gluten-free breads if you want to make it gluten-free, or even grain-free breads. There's some breads on Alana's Pantry that are made from, you know, almond or coconut flour, and you can kind of throw those into your stuffing too. So you can really get creative and not feel like you have to be eating tons of white flour bread when you're having stuffing. And then on the other hand, if you want to try something a little more unique, you can even make stuffing with quinoa or wild rice or brown rice. And you can just combine all of that with, you know, celery, onion, sage, thyme, rosemary, and just make it into kind of a remix of stuffing.
That sounds really yummy too. Or even like, you know, taking a whole bunch of vegetables, root vegetables, and kind of even adding maybe a little bit of organic maple syrup to it and just doing something different. I think the key, Jenny, from everything you're telling us is just being different. We could think outside of the box, especially now that we know that there's much healthier options. We don't have to stick with what we're always used to. So, you know, unfortunately for today, we are out of time, but, you know, thank you for sharing your tips for us and with us. And if you want to learn more from Jenny and Dr. Lipman, you can visit drlipman.com. That's drfranklipman.com. And until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and Naturally Savvy, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.